sound good?
Yeah, sound great.
All right, y'all sound good too. Okay. Say something.
Dick.
No, not you, Joe. No, not you. Enough.
Dick.
Okay. Great, love it.
Penis.
There we go. Oh, wait, I'm not going to do an intro, right? We're just getting straight into it.
We are just getting straight into it.
Okay. Hey, guys. How are y'all doing?
We're doing great. Great.
Good to hear you.
Great. Yeah.
I'm really happy to hear from you,
how are we doing?
Josh.
How are we doing? What happened? Oh.
Yeah. Because nothing else happened. Nothing else happened this weekend, right? Just normal weekend.
Oh, you know, chill as ever, you know, just doing our thing. Anas is in a different state, but you know, we're just, you know, doing our thing back at home.
Oh yeah, so, hey Anas.
What's up?
Hey man.
Talk about dedication to the craft.
Oh heck yeah.
Man pills. Well, I mean, I'll let him tell the story, but he didn't really have a PR meet, but he had a really good meet, and he's here recording with us right now, Josh. What can you say about the guy?
We're so lucky to have, you know, one of the best USAPL pros gracing us.
Sheesh.
With his presence. Oof. Even though he's out cashing checks, taking babies, and vacation, you know, he's here to give us an hour of his time to tell us, you know.
It almost feels like it's not like the usual week, right? It feels like, even though we all talk every week, it feels like because Anas's spectacular showing at the Carolina primetime this past Saturday, that like it almost feels like we have a special guest.
I mean, it wasn't, man.
I have goosebumps. Yeah, you got chills just talking about it. Yeah, it was such a good meet, it made me quit smoking.
For a day or for forever?
No, I started smoking at the beginning of Anas's meet, and then at the end of it, I quit
by the end, right?
Yeah.
Man, I'm motivated. I'm a change man.
I said, whoa. Uh-huh.
Whoa. You saw that last bench and you're like, psh, I need to put these cigarettes down right now.
I said, well, this is really hitting me.
Yeah, just get the bench out of the way so we don't have to talk about it anymore. Just go ahead.
Man,
let it out at the beginning.
It looks so good. I thought maybe they called you on depth.
No, he jumped the press command.
Damn, y'all didn't laugh at that one.
Yeah, no.
I'm sorry. That one didn't land. Yeah, no, I'm sorry that y'all know that that's not the USAPL.
Man,
but
speaking of bench depth, our boy Eddie, did you see? He tried adjusting to the new rules, and it's still questionable.
Rest in peace. No, what are you talking about, Eddie? Who?
How much does he bench now?
So he put up a video of him putting up three reds with like the most like ultra close grip, like as close as you can get it.
Eddie and Berglund.
Like, yeah. And even with his arch, like it still was like, okay.
This is feet up too.
It was feet up too. And it was still like, yeah, I don't know.
I don't know about that. You don't think it looks convincing from an IPF standpoint?
No, it doesn't look convincing. So
Josh, you just love shitting on the IPF, man. What happened to you? When did you become so salty about the IPF?
Whenever they stopped being cool. I mean, they
whatever,
just,
man. He didn't even pause that. Ew.
They
anybody can close grip bench three reds,
without a pause.
That's easy.
Oh yeah, like a Nas, right? He can do that. I'm sure he could have done that easily.
Yeah, without a pause, that's my specialty out there.
Damn. So Nas, when you posted that video of your recap and I saw the bench, I almost didn't realize I thought they were gonna call you on like your elbows, you know, something. I was like, God, look pretty clean. What, three reds, what happened? And then I go to your post and then you say that you didn't pause. I'm like, come on, man. What were you thinking about Tabula?
I paused it. I just jumped the command. That's it.
Just not enough. Oh wait, did you jump the
pause it on my start? On my own. What?
Oh, you jumped the start command.
No. That's the press.
Yeah, the press.
Oh, so you just didn't pause it long enough, is what you're saying.
I paused it, but it wasn't
just not long enough. On your own.
Yeah, I just did my own pause. I did my own thing.
He's just vibing at that point. He's like, all right, let's just get this out the way. Oh, wait, I was supposed to wait.
That's when you know you're in the zone, though. When you're in the zone in training and you're just like, everything's on autopilot, but it's too much on. It's like when a Tesla runs over a child. The Tesla's on autopilot. Like, it's just doing its own thing. It's just vibing. And then the kid gets in the way.
Right. So he was too much on autopilot is what you were saying.
I don't know. Right. Anas, were you?
I don't know what happened.
Are you still on autopilot?
He's still on autopilot.
Well, because he drove to the South Carolinas.
And then?
Right? He drove on autopilot.
Yeah. Can you hear the AC in the background?
No. I'm happy that you have it, though. Why is it loud? Okay. What does it sound like?
It's pretty loud. I don't know if you can hear it.
I can't hear it. I can't hear it at all. But what is? Can you imitate the sound for me? What does it sound like?
He's flexing on us right now. He's like, damn, y'all hear that right now?
My boy got conditioned air.
He's like,
is it on trend?
All of a sudden, he's booling out in Carolina.
Is it an air conditioned like machine, or is it actual like somebody who has a big leaf and they're trying to blow air onto you? Like, because
it doesn't matter, man. I'm just asking if you can hear or not. That's it. We don't have to get into it. We don't have to get into the details.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
No, I can't. I can't hear it at all.
Yeah, okay. You good? You good?
the bench. I jumped up like the. What the fuck is it called? What commands do they give on bench?
Called a press.
What are they give? Oh, what are they called?
Hey, what are the commands on bench? I know Anas forgets.
Oh shit!
I know Anas is forgetting. There's two,
the
right?
Middle one, the middle, the, right? The middle command.
There's a middle one.
The second one. Yeah.
Oh shit! Oh yeah, forget
the press.
That
command.
One. Yeah. That one. Yeah.
I think it's just go. Yeah, they just the command is like, let's go.
They come up.
Jay commented on my post. He's like, start, yes, rack.
Yeah, that's
it. He's like, yes, looking from the bench. He's like, yeah. And it's like, they're like, no, dude, like, it's.
You should have done a second rep.
I legit jumped it by like a fraction of a second, too. Like I can,
they should have just
as I started pressing, I can hear him say the press. He's like, okay, go ahead. I guess press it.
Did you start pressing on the PR before he got to the ESS?
No, I pressed it right before he said press.
Oh, he was taking
started
the breath
pressing. In. Yeah, he was like, he opened his mouth. I started pressing. Once the word came out, it was already off my chest.
Yeah, you already.
Well, you could see his
done.
Mouth. Yeah, in the reflection from the chrome on the bar, you could see his mouth opening, and you thought you heard press.
Yeah, it was close. That I just looked at the lights. I was like, I hope this IJ just didn't catch it. I looked at it.
Did you...
And they were like, "It's a no from me,
it's
dog."
It's like, nah, buddy.
You should have yelled press before you did it.
Myself, yeah.
You should. Yeah, you should start press. What did you hear that? I don't know.
We can do this whole hour about this bench, I guess. Like, if you guys are.
Oh, yeah. This is
sounds like that's what you want to do.
He's like looking around. He's like, y'all hear that? Someone fart? What was that?
Yeah, right? Josh skipped over to training and went straight to bench.
I was upset because the judge usually get like he's known for like for his long press commands. But at this meet, he was actually like really fair. If anything, like his commands were quick. So like I just fucked it up. I don't know. I was so upset.
Nah, I'm protesting.
It's funny. Nah. The funny thing is, hold on. So I fucked it up. Went to the back room.
fucking, I started smashing my head against the wall. But after that, I walk in the room and I was like, damn, like this was so bad. Then like after bench was done, they take a 10 minute break and the judge walks back into the warm-up room. And he looks at me. He's like, oh, I know you. You fucked up. I was like, yeah, I did. I was gonna ask him. No, actually, I walked up to him and was like, do you know who the side judges were? Like, I just wanted to know if my butt came up. So if my butt came up, like, I would have been fine with it. Like, it was gonna be red lighted anyways.
Nah, it looked good.
He's like, oh no, like don't even try. Like, you fucked up, buddy. Like, don't even try.
Don't talk to me about this. He didn't even want to tell you the judge's name.
It was pretty funny. He was joking around. Like, it was just pretty funny.
Yeah, no, he seems like a nice interaction.
Yeah, it actually made me feel a little bit better. Like, we laughed it off for a little bit.
You got frustrated at that point. What the hell?
Yeah.
what PR would that have been? 4:30. What would it have been?
It would have been a 2.5.
Two and a half.
Actually, it moved actually better than.
It was fast for 2.5.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it looked like I could have done maybe 197, maybe even like 200 if I actually felt lighter. Felt easier than the one before, the 187, because I had the rack.
Go ahead, Josh, buddy. Yeah, you looked comfy on the rug pad, like you were like chilling. It was nice. It's like, oh,
I mean, I only benched on point today. Yeah, I don't know. I only used the Rogue pad in training like 4 times. Like, I only used it for my singles. It's like only like 3-4 singles leading up to the meet.
Didn't David reupholster all the benches at Pod?
Not the Rogue pad. The Rogue pad is pretty. No one really uses it. No one really uses it.
Okay. Yeah. So I just. You know, you asked people to roast you in the comments, and I thought that they were too nice to you.
I didn't say here.
Oh! I misread it. I thought that was just an open invitation.
Specifically in the comments, not
specifically in the comments.
Yeah, I didn't tell you to DM me or give me a call and roast me about this thing. Just get it out. Yeah. Like, I know people
You benched well, buddy. Like, your bench is on point that day.
Yeah, that was a good training session.
Yeah. Like, I mean, didn't your bench match Marcus's bench? Or was pretty close?
Like, I don't know. I think he benched 197.
197?
I'd love to hear how this meet went, by the way.
Yeah.
He got second overall. So, yeah.
I'd love to hear about it.
But yeah, you didn't let me finish.
Are we done?
I was trying to move on from the bench so we could stop roasting.
I was saying that the third attempt felt better than the second one because the rack height. I messed up the rack heights on squats and bench. I put it one too high for both of them.
Was that because it's a different rack or how surprised you made that mistake?
No, I mean I checked it. I felt fine, I guess, but I don't know. Maybe I had like different, like the shoes. I don't know. It wasn't too bad for bench. For squat, it was actually like too high. I had to adjust it right away.
Yeah, you're coming up on like your tippy toes type of like unrack.
You know, as men age, it's normal for height to kind of go down a little bit. So it makes sense.
Yeah.
But I'm calling you old.
Go ahead. So let's get into the meet, I guess.
Let's do it.
Well, yeah. So you drove from Texas, right? I don't know where do you want to start training, or do you want to start at the drive? Because I'm curious about all of it, but I don't know if we have 7 hours.
Let's go from the drive. The drive all the way to the Carolina.
Where does the Nas want to start though?
Oh. I guess
it makes sense to just cover the training before the drive, because like the training came before. I'll make it quick. Yeah. I mean,
you didn't train at the drive.
I drove first, then I trained, then I competed.
You took a train.
Yeah, he took a train.
I'm sorry. Yeah. All right, continue. Okay.
All right, how's training going? Go ahead.
I mean, like I said, like on the previous podcast, like I wasn't really peaking for this meet. Like it was just like we're just kind of training through it. Training was going. It was going okay. Like I was expecting like at best, or like the plan was to hit like a 10 kilo PR. Like that would have been nice, but nothing, right. we weren't expecting anything big. So yeah, like I was expecting 260, 262 squat, 195 bench would have been nice. And yeah, 295 deadlift. So that was the plan going in. And training, I mean, bench was getting stronger every week. So, like, I wasn't really sure like how it was going to go. Cause yeah. like 3 weeks before I wasn't able to bench. My bench was down. Then like every week, like once we started benching more frequently, once we added that extra day, it just started getting stronger every week. And the week prior, like I benched 195. Missed 200, but like I knew next week I'm gonna feel a little bit better, especially since I'll have like an extra day of recovery and I'll get the like an extra 6 days of bench before the meet, so I'll feel a little bit stronger. But the safe bet, like the safe bet, was 195. Squat was a little, yeah, like it was going okay, but like it wasn't strong enough that I was confident in like in hitting a big PR. I was like, if I can chip it, like I'll be happy. It just felt like some days like I was squat high, and like I haven't hit singles. Like I've hit a couple rep PRs in the previous two blocks, but it didn't feel comfortable. And I only hit one single leading up to the meet. I hit 257, I think, like the week before. It was a little slow, but I knew like I had 260 even on that day. Deadlift was like the one lift that I had like some hope in it. Like I thought like it would probably show up and show up strong. But yeah, like that's how training was going. You guys want to go into, I guess, like the drive? I mean, I drove with my friend. I don't know if you know Jerzen. I drove like the first 4 or 5 hours. Then he,
yeah, you know? No, I recognized him from pod, but I mean, it was good. I mean, I haven't seen him in a while, but like that was, like, it was dope that he drove you there.
Yeah, I mean, I drove like the first, I don't know, like maybe like four to five hours. I forgot, and like it was a 13-hour drive.
Jeez Louise, how was it?
I know he drove like 7.5 to 8 hours, like the second, not half, more than a half.
So yeah. So you actually drove that much?
Yeah. So like the plan plan was like, okay, I'll drive at the beginning, and like it'll be because we left like at 9 p.m. on Thursday.
Yeah.
Maybe 10 p.m. And I was like, okay, I'll drive like the first few hours. I'll get tired. I'll sleep like while he's driving. Then I'll get there. Yeah, you know, I'll get there.
Yeah.
And I'll stay up and sleep at night, maybe like 8 p.m. or like 8 to 10 p.m. Friday night, and wake up early because like the weigh-ins are at 10, so I'll get good sleep.
That sounds tough, man. Okay, but go ahead.
Sorry. it sounds better than what actually happened. I wish it worked out that way.
You missed the train, is what you're saying.
Yeah, or no, he got there early.
Yeah.
Oh, you got there early. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah. So I drove the first 5 hours. I was tired, but I couldn't sleep.
Yeah.
I couldn't sleep.
You just sat in the car while you drove.
It was actually like a pretty good setup too, like because I had like the whole back seat. And
what kind of car was it? It's like, what are we talking?
Oh, it was like a Toyota. I think it's a Corolla or yeah, it's a Corolla.
Oh man. Oh,
what's wrong with it?
I mean,
yeah, what's wrong with that?
No, to sleep in the back of a Corolla. I mean,
it's not bad. Bro, I mean,
I had my pillow.
I'm not saying it's a bad car. Like, it's reliable. It'll get up to a million miles. I'm just saying that, like, if I chose between that or like an SUV, I don't know. Like, I would prefer an SUV to put the whole back seat down. You know, sleep like a king.
But I'll have to pay double for gas.
Yeah, no, it's true. And it, you know, it's not. I'm just saying, it's not a. it's not an easy decision. But so were you not able to sleep because you were in a car or because
even if it was like an SUV or whatever, I don't think I could have slept. Cause like I had like a comfy setup too.
Oh, man.
I had my pillow, I had a blanket. Like I was just, I'm like, okay, like this is actually pretty comfy. I can.
That's cute. Oh man, that sucks that you couldn't sleep though.
Yeah. I just couldn't fall asleep. Maybe I slept for like an hour, maybe like 1 or 2 hours.
That's it. Yeah. Just like a little nap.
Yeah. The entire 13 hour drive.
I was like, okay, well, I was like, that's fine. Like that's, I'll just sleep from like six, like from 8 PM and like sleep for like a good 10 hours. Got there Friday. I was also weighing heavy, like heavier than normal. I didn't get anything from the cut. I was just like walking around like a 172 before, for the meet, which is fine. No, it's not an ooh. Like that's actually good. Like that's a comfy cut for
that's
me.
Good.
Yeah. No, it's fine.
Ooh, right.
Yeah. It's okay. I was heavier right. before. After nationals, like I gained like a few pounds and I lost them. But I was like, okay, if I'm 172 or under, like I'll be more than fine.
Okay. You were 175.
No, I was 172. I was 172, dude.
180.
Okay. Yeah. Sure.
Oh. Okay. All right. Well, I'm bad at movies. This is how I try to anticipate what happens. So you were 172.
Uh huh. And so the Wednesday, the cut starts. Like I start seeing the weight drops. The weight dropping and Wednesday, wake up Thursday. I was like, okay, well, like my weight hasn't dropped at all. Like I think I gained a pound. Like I was 171 the day before. I woke up a pound heavier. I was like, wait, I should be losing weight here. Like this is not right.
It's the wrong way. Yeah.
I was like, okay, maybe there's something wrong. Maybe I ate. Maybe I like I had like the fluids too late. It's like I did drink. Like my shake a little bit too late. Look, okay, maybe that's what it is. We'll see how it goes Friday. Friday, same thing, 172. I was like, okay, well, now it's a little concerning. I'm like, now I have 7 pounds.
Yeah.
And I don't have to lose them.
Had you emptied your bowels? Have you gone to the bathroom?
Well, that's the whole idea of the gut cut. Like you're all the content in your gut like should go down
come out
though I know me on a road trip I don't know how you react on a road trip but I can't I don't go to the bathroom as frequently when I'm on the road than if I'm like in my own house or if I'm already at a hotel so I don't like
yeah
did that affect you at all during
that was the last day but the first 2 days like I should have started losing them like I should have been losing like some weight. But like it wasn't
right,
dropping.
Right.
I'm not entirely sure because like I haven't done anything different this time around. Like the foods that I eat usually on the cut are the same. I don't know. We'll have to see. But it wasn't dropping. Like that's the main point. So I didn't have to make it to 165. Because this meet is based on dots. Okay, it doesn't really. I don't have to get down to the weight class, but it would help. It would help with dots.
The lighter weight classes, the dots would be higher with the weight you lift, right?
With any weight class, yeah. Like the more, like the lighter you weigh, the higher the dots are.
Right.
I don't know.
Yeah. Exactly.
If it's skewed more towards the lighter weight classes, if I lost an extra pound, total the same will be like 3 or 4 dots higher. So
that's not that much.
It's not significant for me to kind of just have to like sit in a sauna to lose like that last pound, like for an extra three dots.
The risk that associates with that much outweigh the benefits that you get.
Yeah, but I had so like at night I was 171 and I was like, okay, we'll see like how far I can get down because I had like the weigh-ins were at 10 a.m. so I had more than 12 hours to work with, which is plenty of time to lose that weight if you really want to. Mm-hmm. But I didn't want to lose it and end up feeling like trash on meat day.
Right.
So I started, I think I spat like 5 pounds worth of, I used jelly ranchers, and I think I spit like 5 pounds.
Awesome. The night before.
That's the worst.
Not the night before. Throughout the 12 hours.
Dude, that's so gross.
I used the bathroom maybe once. I took like a couple hot showers and it started coming off. But it wasn't as...
Took a laxative.
I was looking for a laxative that they used to sell back in the day. Like, it used to come in like the lemon flavor glass bottle.
X-Lax?
Huh?
In the glass bottle.
Yeah, it was like lemon a glass flavor. Bottle, liquid form, but they don't sell the liquid form anymore. It comes into pills now.
I'm trying to think. Oh, really? Yeah.
So I didn't get one. I didn't use a laxative. But yeah, I mean, it wasn't like the most the cut wasn't passive. Like, I had to actually...
Didn't sound comfortable.
Yeah. I had to actually spit and like use a shower and I can do all that stuff to actually lose the weight. Where before, like, I just manipulate the food volume and it drops. But yeah, so that wasn't the smoothest. But I did make weight. So I made weight actually almost on the dot. I think like it was like I was like 74.95. And I timed it. Damn, like, yeah, like I timed it perfectly too, because I left the house and I was like 6 ounces heavy. And like, since I spit so much in this cup, I'm like, I knew, and I had my food scale. I was like, I know how much I have to spit to lose six ounces, because I weighed it before. Like, okay, if I fill this cup up to here, I'll make weight. if I don't fill it up, I won't make weight.
And oh my god!
The weight,
carrying your spit cup around like a sheriff from the 1800s.
Bro, that's every powerlifting meet. Like, I don't think I've been to any powerlifting meet without seeing a person having spitting. Like a bottle.
No, I know. I hate it. I hate it every time I see it. I mean, cool. It reminds me of like somebody just like forgetting the cup down somewhere, and someone's like, "Oh, I'm thirsty," and they drink it. Like, it's gross.
I mean, it was Jolly Ranchers. Like, it probably didn't taste that bad.
Oh yeah, yeah. No, I drink yours.
Like a fruit bunch, fruit bunch flavored spit.
Oh, yummy! Like a smoothie. Yeah.
Nice.
It smelled actually really good.
Someone's like, "Oh man, I'm 3 pounds under. I need to be heavier." And then you're like, "Hey, hey, buddy, give me some of that good Jolly Ranch."
Yeah.
So, how did you sleep the night before the meet?
Okay, so you'd expect that after being that tired and like not sleeping well for like the past 2 days, I'm like, I'll be exhausted. So I was exhausted.
You'll get good rest. Yeah,
I was exhausted. I slept like at 8 p.m. or something. Woke up at 12. Yeah. And couldn't like go back to sleep.
Oh, nice.
Like, I woke up at
fuck? Man, I'm so tired.
What happened?
I can't sleep. I'm so tired.
Like, I slept and I just woke up and just like couldn't go back to sleep.
Couldn't sleep. Jeez Louise.
Yeah.
That sounds like a bad thing before a meet that you can't sleep.
I don't know. Maybe it was a combination of a few things. I was a little stressed this week, and like this, like the day, even the day before, like I wasn't feeling super relaxed. I was kind of just a little anxious, not because of the meat. If anything, like,
no, honestly, it's because
go ahead.
I was gonna make a stupid joke. Cartoon Network went out of business, so I think that was probably what affected me the most. Honestly,
bankrupt too.
Oh, okay, yeah, that was stressing me out. Cartoon Network was stressing me out. I couldn't go to sleep.
Plus, I mean, sexism still exists, so it's hard to have a good meet when sexism is just so, like, you know, all over the place. So there's a lot of stuff that was, a lot of things were going against you in this meet, honestly.
I mean, it's not that bad. Like, it's
No, it wasn't bad.
I don't think it wasn't ideal, but
Oh wow.
I don't know. I feel like it's whatever. It doesn't really.
If you hadn't told me any of this, I thought you had a great meat. I don't know. Now I'm hearing all this from you, and I'm looking at your meat. Like, it looked like you had a great meat.
I'm not trying to give you an excuse. I'm just saying like how it worked out and how the recovery was, sleep and everything.
I'm super impressed.
Was going into it.
If anything, yeah.
I knew like if I hoped for better sleep, like that would have helped a lot. Cause like I knew,
for sure.
I knew I'll start crashing. Like by maybe like by bench, like by the time like bench got around by deadlifts, like I knew like I'll be crashing on deadlifts. And like that
I heard you say that you were sleeping on that deadlift.
That actually, it hit me on deadlifts hard. I was like, okay.
Oh man. What'd you do to stay awake? I
thought maybe I can overdose on caffeine on this day and be fine because I usually don't take that
overdose.
Yeah, I usually don't take that much caffeine. So it's like, okay, if I just go from like 200 milligrams to like 400 on mid day, that will kind of that will help and kind of what is it called?
Like super compensate.
compensate for like the bad sleep.
There we go. Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah.
It didn't work that well. I don't think.
No. You were just tired and wired at the same time.
I think it did help in one aspect for deadlifts. I was so tired that I actually would my technique felt better. I was a little bit more relaxed. Like I wasn't.
Oh, nice. Your arms were
yeah, like
relaxed.
My upper body was a little relaxed. Like I wasn't. Yeah. I could brace a little bit better. I was just kind of more kind of mellow.
You were kind of like sleepwalking, but deadlifting. Like sleep deadlifting. Wow. Yeah. See, this is that autopilot thing that Josh and I were talking about earlier. This is
he was running on like.
It helped you?
I didn't.
It helped you on some and it took away on
others. Yeah, because like I was so tired. Like I couldn't overthink my deadlifts. I was just kind of just like went monkey mode. Right. Just like lift. Just go lift,
monkey.
Buddy.
I love that. Monkey mode.
Yeah.
Wow. Lift, okay.
Yeah, lift weight. That's it.
There we go.
Lift weight. Weight
lift
come
weight
up, weight
and,
go down.
And it was like I was relaxed. So it just kind of like it was like a
relax
combination.
Monkey. Yeah.
Relax monkey. Yeah. Arms are not that long. If I had the monkey arms too, I would have pulled 300 plus for sure.
It's a good. Now, how did you feel when you saw Zaw? Because we'd mentioned it
anger.
A few times.
Just fucking angry.
Were you mad? Is that why you couldn't sleep?
I didn't see him the day before, but I.
Yeah,
he messaged me the day before, and I just couldn't sleep. I just like I saw his name, and just like
so mad.
I was so upset, raging, raging the whole time.
Yeah, how dare my client message me the day before?
He's like, where are my attempts? I was like, oh wait, you're competing tomorrow, right? Yeah.
On Excel. Oh, I should probably get started on that.
Like, maybe I should give you your attempts. Yeah.
Oh yeah, right. Yeah, what did you hit 2 weeks ago? Oh wait, never mind.
But no, actually, Zod did really well.
It.
Yeah, like he did way better than I did.
Probably because he slept the night before.
He probably slept way better than I did. But he drove
in his own bed. Yeah,
but he drove from North Carolina down to South Carolina. The day of it was like 3 hours, but like that was
that's nothing.
I wouldn't want to drive the day.
I wouldn't either. I don't know why I said that. 3 hours is a hell of a drive.
Yeah. But yeah, Zaw had like
I bet it was in a nice car too.
I don't know what car he drives. I don't know if he drove his BMW. But yeah, he had like a really good meet. 230 squat. That's like a 5.
Oh man.
It's like I think like it's a 5 kilo meet PR. He hit 147, but his butt came up on his third. So he ended up with 142, which matches his best, I think. And he hit like a big 270 deadlift. He wanted, so good thing I was there, because like he was making like the most obnoxious deadlift attempts. like the jumps he was taking. I mean, we planned his first jump from the opener to second, which was already like bigger than I would like want him to take.
Yeah.
Right.
But he had some goals in mind.
So I was like, okay, well, like if it's there, we'll take it. Like, this is a big meet. Like, if you want to do well, and if it's there, we'll go for it. So he did the big jump from the opener to second, then, which was like 17 and a half kilos. Then like from the second to third, he puts a 15 kilo jump, and his second moved well, but didn't move 15 kilo jump well. Like it wasn't, yeah, like it wasn't.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. It's like, it's almost like, as his coach, you probably should have told him not to do that.
I was there. I was watching it.
Trying to sabotage him, huh?
Yeah. I'm not gonna sabotage him. No. There's no way.
No.
Because like that will sabotage me. Josh, that will sabotage me as a coach. No. Yeah. even though I want his lunch money, but I'm not gonna sabotage.
You want that lunch money though? So, yeah, it's a little.
But I want more difficult clients more than the lunch money. I would rather take a few more clients than take that lunch money. You know.
Right.
But no. So he was planning to take 15 kilos up to 275. I was like, wait, buddy, like your best in a meet is 260. You just hit it on the second and you're taking a 15 kilo jump to hit like a 15 kilo deadlift PR. Like, why don't you just settle for like a 10 kilo or maybe like a 7.5 kilo deadlift PR? He's like, oh, no, I want 500 dots. I was like, I was like, no, I didn't say okay. I'm not gonna tell.
Me too. Yeah, he was like, no. Here's what we're about to do.
I was like, no, buddy.
It almost sounds like that's two separate conversations, mm-hmm. though. Like, hey, we'll have that's an after the meet conversation.
Yeah.
Like, no, right now. Okay.
And he had his little brother with him, and his little brother just like, he's like, yeah, 15 kilos, like for sure, like easy. I was like, no, like the risk, like the risk of taking a 15 kilo jump is way too high. Like risking. It's like,
did he really use his brother as a reference?
He wasn't using him as a reference, but he was there kind of helping him out. And like, he was recording his videos.
Oh, okay. He was there boosting him up. He was like, you got it, bro.
In a meet, anything is possible.
Okay, so you saw his third. You think he had 275 or no?
No.
Let me go back to it right now.
No.
Where's,
Josh says no.
Where's my boy? No.
It's not there.
I'm going to see it.
Okay, you said no.
Well, I'm going to say
Angelo, and I think Angelo was like perfect call. Like, that's basically like, oh, there's no more left, or maybe just a little bit left, but it's, you probably don't want to risk it.
270, 594. Let's see. I'm looking at it right now. 4 times body weight, which is a good number. Nice, even, round number. Well, not a round number, but like 4 times. 4 is a good round number.
And the thing is, like, he was already, he already had a PR on his second deadlift. I was like, okay, why don't you just increase it by another 7.5, 10 kilos rather than shooting for 15 and like losing those 10 potential kilos you could gain.
Well, that was a fast lockout, man.
Okay, so you think he had 275?
Yeah, yeah.
You think you had 275? Okay,
probably.
What's what?
I'm just saying that to be positive, honestly.
I give him like a 6. Not even 50-50.
I don't 50-50. Know, but the thing is, I'm not
a 50-50.
I'm answering
that question. Lower. I think it's like 40.
I'm not his coach though. Like
maybe 40-60.
I don't know. You know, some people hit a wall at like 5 kilos, or you know, so like I'm making that assumption based off how 270 looks. So it looked nice, it looked clean, not too much of a struggle, but maybe that was the right call. Perfect. I mean, I think ultimately 4 times body weight's a huge accomplishment. So
is he overthinking the big picture? If you hit this, you secure a 50 pound PR. If you don't, you end up with 30 pound PR. You want to take the 30 pound PR, or you want to take the 50 pound PR? Maybe not even 30, 28 pound PR, 28 or 50.
Gross. 28, gross. 50, nice. Yeah. Very cool. We love that.
Or you could risk it for...
It's a 22-pound different.
Yeah, I mean, it was just... It didn't make sense to kind of go for like that massive number when it's already a big PR. Like, well,
yeah.
He was happy with it, too. Yeah. Like, he was like super excited with it. But if he...
Yeah, his wife was too. Apparently, she went into labor afterwards.
Bro, the timing was insane.
That was crazy.
He drove back an hour later. They went to the hospital.
They're going to labor, and then like 6 o'clock in the morning, he has a new child. Like that's incredible. Like that's that. Like talk about the taper. Talk about the peak. Like, that's the timing could not have been.
Yeah, we weren't even sure like he was going to make it to the meet. Like, because like the
I hope he gets a good night's sleep is all I'm saying. Because he had a really great meet, and so he's probably like tired, like exhausted.
Yeah,
but I mean, shout out to Zaw and Christy and his new family and his new addition to his family. Good for them. He's probably going to get stronger after this.
Oh yeah, that's what I was telling him. I was saying like how after every child you get exponentially stronger. He was saying like like if I want to hit like a
you told him
yeah, I was like if you want like a 550 DOS, like you need like a couple more kids. He was like, yeah, like I think like
well, because
like I'm on it.
The 270 looked good, but in order for him to hit 275. He doesn't have enough kids for that. You should probably tell him get a few more.
No. If he gets
now he can
now he can for sure. I think his potential now is like closer to like 285 or more.
yeah, for sure.
He's upgraded his dad level, so now his dad's strength is going to go up exponentially.
If he wants to win nationals, he needs like another three kids.
Great,
another three kids.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
What does it mean to win nationals? You mean like all of it, just like in general?
In his weight class.
Like everything. Best lifter.
Best lifter? Ooh, you need a whole family. You need like a dozen children.
Yeah, he needs like 10 kids minimum. So
how do you think your meat stacked up against Zaw's meat on us? Like empirically, take a step back, not as his coach, but just like performance to performance.
It was the same. I mean, like as far as execution, we basically did this like the same exact thing. Three for three on squats, 2 for 3 on bench on technicality, missing the third attempt. I missed it on a press command. He missed it on the butt coming up, and like they both moved fairly easy. Deadlift, and it was like both deadlifts showed up strong, but his was like a massive improvement on his total. Mine was just like matching my best, like if things went like to plan, I would have ended with like 7.5 kilo PR, which is like nowhere near what he did. So like he definitely made better progress from nationals to this meet than I did from nationals to this meet. I mean, if you look at it
right.
But as far as like the meet itself, I think the execution was about the same. Like we executed the lifts about the same.
What do you think your meet, in your meet, what do you think your best lift of the three was and why?
Yeah, deadlift was...
Really?
Oh, yeah. Like, I don't think that's the strongest my deadlift has felt. Like, that 295, because I hit 295 in the gym, but it was, like, one of those one of those lifts that, like, you might get either one or two red lights. Like, you're going to get a red light for sure. But is it one? Is it two? Or is it three?
It's like, right. Yeah, I'm gonna get one. Yeah,
maybe, like because like it was my right shoulder, just like hunched over, and like the right shoulder isn't fully locked out. So like maybe like the side, like one of the side judges is gonna give me a red. Maybe the front judge will give me a red too. So like it was a little sketchy. It felt strong, definitely not as strong as it did in the meet. But it was. Like it wasn't the cleanest lift in the gym.
But like, I mean, like from a technical standpoint and from like your past meets, your deadlifts, like your third attempt looks like a third attempt. Like there is not much left in the tank. So like this time around, it looked pretty like you had more left in the tank this time around.
In past years, I think recently, like more recently, they've been... like I've been leaving a little bit in the tank on deadlifts, but I remember like back in, what is it, like 2018 or maybe 2017, I think, what is it called? The Mean Green, the UNT meet. I had like a 10 set.
The Mean Green. Mean green.
A 10 second deadlift grinder.
Oh, that was the most. Hype.
Abe was in the background.
You still won.
Abe was in the background hyping me up. He got tired. Like he got tired. Like
my throat, like almost closed up because of how long it was. I was like, "Come on, dude, you're being inconsiderate."
And then when you finished it, I came up and hugged both of y'all. I was like, "Dang, what the? That was it. That was it."
Man, it must have been so hype at the Carolina primetime. Like it must have just been like absolutely nutty.
Yeah, I mean, the environment was just like, it's one of the most competitive meets I've been to. Like, you have, I don't know, like, how many, like, 6-7 guys over 500 dots. The females were insane. Like, you had Natalie really? Finishing with, like, 571 dots. Celine with 550. Damn. Like, Jen Thompson, like, ended up with 527. Serene was ended up with, like, with 525. And there was, like, another, like, two or three females with, like, 500 dots. Like, it was, yeah, it was, that's definitely, like, the most competitive meet of the year. Local meet.
Yeah.
And, like, the
that's a local meet, too. That's so crazy.
Yeah, so you're kind of forced to, like, get excited when you have, like, that kind of talent around you.
Oh, for sure.
But yeah, even like, yeah, with the guys, like, they had 9 lifters go above 500 dots. So it was, yeah, like, really, really fun meet to do.
Are you going to hang that giant checkup in your house?
It's,
or like, what are you going to do with that?
I'll definitely keep it.
You have to give it back?
It's a really cool. Yeah. It's, no, I don't think you have to give it back. It's, I really like the whole, because Marshall does a lot of like the, I don't know if you know, like, he took over the OCPL Instagram page and he does like all those graphics. So he's really good with that stuff. And the check also, like, they had like the Carolina emblem on there. Like, the design was super,
really
super cool.
Yeah, it looked really, like, well done. Yeah, it was, like, glossy. It didn't look like it was just, like, made at the local printer. It looked like it was really, like, a quality check.
Yeah.
It was really nice.
Yeah, the whole,
it looked like they put a lot of effort into the meet, too.
Oh, yeah, yeah. The whole production was, like, that's the best meet production I've ever seen. I don't know,
really?
Like, even, like, the live stream. Live stream was, did you watch it? You watch the live stream?
No.
Yeah, part of it.
Josh? Okay, what do you think?
Was nice. Nice quality. Mm-hmm. You know, it was on point. It was like the, what was the last one? The Virginia Pro, kind of. Like, not.
How'd Angelo do?
Not like as good, like, production-wise, but like coverage-wise. It was like that. It's pretty nice.
Yeah, and leading up to the meet, like, he did, I don't think anyone has promoted a meet as much as Marshall did. Like, he posted, like, he had a whole page posting about the meet, like, frequently. Like, it was, like, once or twice a week.
Yeah.
It was, yeah, he promoted it really well, too.
No, good for him, man, honestly. Like, it seems like a really well-run meet. I mean, and it's kind of refreshing to see it not just in Texas, but on the East Coast as well, considering that I feel like in Texas we're kind of spoiled with a lot of really good, well-run meets. So, I mean, although I will say that they did bring, you know, Angelo to commentate, which is, you know, it just shows how much influence Texas talent, both on the platform and off the platform, has when it comes to, like, making a meet really well, or making a really good meet. But it's just nice that meet directors are starting to put a little bit more effort into that.
Yeah, I know him
and other places.
Like the TBS meet, Mark is doing really well, and they're mm-hmm. trying
Hawaii.
No, yeah, Hawaii too. They're, I don't know how the corrupted meet is going to be, but that seems like they're hyping it up. So I'm assuming that one is going to be also a pretty big meet. So there's like a few USAPL meets, local meets that are like high production, everyone wants to do them.
Pick up some traction and, you know, up the ante in terms of having better local meets.
And I think by next year they're gonna start they're gonna be able to give a pro card or two at those meets, like, instead of having like the Ubu meets, they're gonna switch them to maybe like a Carolina meet. You get, if you win best lifter, you get a pro card.
Switch them to like the primetime meets
and like
okay
that's possible. It's highly possible, and I'm hoping it happens, because like it makes more sense than running those Ubu meets with one pro lifter or two pro lifters doing it. That was trash.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, it'll provide sense. Like better marketing to, like you said, those one specific meets, and if they're in like certain states where there's like a big population of powerlifters, like it'll make that event like more popular for like, you know, local powerlifters to come out who wouldn't necessarily travel to like a Ubu or to a Nats or to somewhere else.
Right. You know.
So it'll make the sport more accessible to the people that actually want to go see high level competition and, you know, people battling out for pro cards and stuff like that.
Yeah. And it helps those meet directors too. Cause like once people see the quality of the meets, Marshall, Mark, like in all these big meet directors run, they want to do their meets. Cause like they know the quality
of
the
meet. Like, yeah.
Yeah. So they, as a return, I don't think Mark or, Marshall make money out of like those meets. I'm pretty sure they lost money on that, from the TBS and the Carolina meet. But in return, if they want to do other meets, people would want to sign up for them. Like, because I was talking to Marshall afterwards, he was like, "Yeah, like this meet, I don't think." I was asking him, like, "You think like you broke even at least?" He's like, "No, I'll probably lose some money, but it's well worth it because
it's an
because once I run another meet, it fills up right away." So it's good for at least, at least he's getting some, like they're getting something out of it. Like for the work, for all the work they're,
he's thinking doing. About the future.
Yeah, cause they're putting a lot of work into it and they're not getting like any return. Like if anything, they're losing money and all that work. So like you want to get something, like I know like if you're putting all that time and effort and losing money, you probably won't feel motivated to keep doing that kind of thing.
That's
like tough. You don't have exactly. I don't think anyone has like that much passion for the sport to like sacrifice their money for it too. But yeah, I mean it was a great meet, like everything you'd expect from that level of a meet. Warm-up room really nice, it was really organized. They even had designated lifters for each platform, like each warm-up rack. So it made things a lot smoother.
That is awesome. Designated. That's awesome.
Like they have your name like written, like, oh, this is where you're gonna warm up. That's
you had your own warm up area?
You get like instead of having like a random setup where people warm up with like where they want, they had it where like those lifters who are
they told you where to
go. Like if those lifters have close numbers, we'll just put them on platform one. Those the other ones who squat like 700 pounds, we'll put them on that other rack. So it was really efficient and everyone had their own rack. It was super smooth. They didn't have to fight for a rack. It was run. It made things a lot easier kind of having your own, your own rack.
I've never heard of that, but that actually makes a lot of sense. Like it's,
I think.
Why wouldn't you have designated like warm up areas? Do they do that at nationals?
They did that at TBS too. They did that at TBS and they did it at this meet, and it made things
very smart.
Yeah, it makes things a lot smoother.
Well, because that's one of the most stressful things for a new lifter too. Is like if you're trying to figure out
where to warm up.
You know, oh, I need.
Yeah,
to get
like where to start.
Yeah, like basically,
where do I begin?
Anas taught me a long time ago that you have to basically be selfish with your lifters when it comes to like handling somebody. You got to be on it. You got
to
be almost rude.
You have to be aggressive
to other people.
You have to be aggressive.
You have to be aggressive and rude to people.
Anas basically told me you got to yell at an
push
old
people
man
around
to make sure.
Yeah.
It's coming.
Yeah,
I told you to arc.
No, but honestly, though, but really though, like that is a part of it, to be aggressive enough to
claim
for your lifters.
Yeah, because people are going to show up to your rack.
But to eliminate that.
Yeah, people are going to walk up to your rack. You have like four plates on there. It's like, oh, hey, man, can I get the bar?
Yeah, I need to do the bar.
I was like, no.
Yeah, just the bar?
No.
Please,
no.
Go away.
Yeah.
But this eliminates a lot of that if you have a designated like sequence or like, hey, this is your area. You stay here.
I think it's easier. Because
then it makes it easier for like new
Well,
lifters.
It's easier for those meets. Like if you know these lifters, you know like the numbers are gonna hit. But for like a local meet with like 100 plus lifters,
you get who you
it
get.
It makes it a little bit more difficult, but it would also be helpful.
It's still helpful. It makes a lot of sense.
And if people give their openers like way ahead of time, then the meet director can be like can put those people on those racks, on those warm-up, like where they fit together.
Right. They can kind of group them together.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, that's asking a lot of people though to put their openers in early, especially for a local
movie. It's not asking a lot. No.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not asking a lot. No, that's like saying, oh, it's asking a lot of power lifters not to destroy the bathrooms. No, that's just like, that's the trend that it should get to, like more civility, more responsibility. Like it's not a lot. Being prepared is not a lot, but I understand what you're saying though, Josh, like, cause that's not the reality a lot of times, but I think what this director is doing is great. And I like the energy. I like the intent. It's just really, it's really nice to see that they're thinking of ways of making the lifter experience more positive without just focusing on certain types of lifters, you know, like without saying like, oh, we'll have a really good session for the late night, and in the morning we'll have whatever, you know, like we'll so it's pretty cool. I like that.
Yeah, I mean, since Abe didn't watch the stream, I mean, I don't know what
I mean, well, you mean a lie? I say I didn't. I'm sorry. Man.
Thank you for the support, buddy.
My heart is with you 1000%. But at the same time, like, my chores are.
So,
you can always rewatch it. I mean, it's on YouTube.
Yeah. You watch it in the background?
It's on YouTube. You can rewatch it.
I always love watching Anas after his last deadlift. Those are like the most satisfying.
Yeah.
If I make it, if I fall,
I want to be there. If I fall backwards, I want to see it in person. See me.
Oh yeah, I was gonna say whether or not you make it or not, it's always like whether the excitement goes either way. Like it either goes towards the memes or go
or something funny is gonna happen,
bro.
Exactly. It makes me want to grab my popcorn. Is what I'm saying. Like I'm ready. I'm prepared.
Damn.
So what do you guys think? You think I should be happy with this meet? Think I underperformed, overperformed, and sucked?
I think you're close to 300 keys on deads, and that's a huge milestone. So out of everything that I saw that you did during the meet, the key takeaway that I noticed was that technically, you know, minus the fucked up bench, it looks like your lifts are progressing in the right direction. So like what I've noticed in the past is like sometimes with your squat, like you would have like a shift, you'd kind of like miss time, like, you know, when you sink to when you stand and like little things here and there. But it looks like that stuff's starting to go away. And then we talked about your deadlift, like you're usually spot on with your last attempts, but this time around it looks like you had quite a bit left in the tank. So I mean,
I think I squat maybe technique's a little bit better. I can't really tell from the angle that you had at the Carolina primetime, but you matched what you had at Raw Nats in June. So I don't know if I know you didn't peak for this meet, but I guess I don't know if like I don't know if that's any relevant data that you, your coach, will use to go forward. But like on deadlift, I think that's the biggest piece that I'm impressed on with you is the ease of 650 that it moved versus 639 at the at Nats. But I'm proud of you regardless. You know, I think I mean it's hard for me not to be proud of you and not to be impressed by you just with the longevity that you've shown, the tenacity. I mean, the fact that you've performed at this level, driving 13, 14 hours, barely sleeping anything from Texas to South Carolina, it's just massively, massively impressive.
Yeah, I think with the circumstances, I'm actually, I didn't expect to perform that well. Exactly. So, like, I think you weren't trying to
blow everybody else out the water, right?
I don't think I was, honestly, even if I had like the meet I had planned, I think Marcus was already ahead. Because Marcus had like the best meet of his life. I don't know if he has gone 9 for 9 before.
He did really well.
Dude, he loaded 350 for that last pull. I was like, what the heck? Like,
well, his second move actually really fast. I knew he had it in him. It's just like a matter like is he gonna have any technicalities, like his grip gonna hold up, or something like that. I didn't think it was like a strength. Like if he missed, I don't think it would have been like missing on strength. He showed up, like made every lift. I don't know.
He's in North Carolina as well, right?
I know he's from the Carolinas. Yeah, I don't know where exactly.
Yeah, he's. I mean, he's kind of like hometown ish turf.
Yeah, you know? we had Andre too, bro. Andre is so cool.
He's a sub junior,
like,
right?
Like a good
he's
amount.
Not
of people
a, Andre, he's not Andre's a, not. Andre's not a sub junior. What are you talking about?
Oh no,
Andre's like, isn't he like, I think he's like in his late 20s.
Oh okay, Andre, never mind then. Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah. He was, I think he was hurt leading up to the meet, but he actually showed up. He was actually also happy with like his performance, considering like he had a lot of injuries leading up to this meet, and he got third. I mean, I told him like, hey man, like you made some money. Like it's good. Cause like we were watching Dan Howell, he has a massive pool. He has the biggest pool of the, I think he had the biggest pool of the males. So he was pulling last, and he was going, his last deadlift would have placed him into third. When we were watching it in the warm-up room, me, Andre, like a few other lifters, I was looking at Andre. I was like, okay, well, this is for your lunch money. Like, we'll see if he takes it or not. So Daniel, like, he gets it like halfway up, but like he couldn't lock it out. Like obviously, like I love Dan. Like he's super nice too, but like he missed it, and I looked at Andre, and he was like, oh damn, he didn't get it. I was like, are you serious? Like, I know you're not mad. Like, you I know you would be more upset if he got it and you lost your $300. Yeah. Like, yeah, he was like, but I got my money though. I was like, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Well, it's because you try not to be a hater.
No, I mean, you know, I knew it. I was like, but I was just messing with him. I was like, hey man, like,
yeah. He was trying to fight the darkness. Like, he was like, oh whoops. Yeah.
I was like, you can still be happy if like if someone misses, like it's fine, like it's not,
it's fine, like you get like, to keep right. your money, like come on,
that's,
now
that's competitive powerlifting. If you want to be like, you never you don't want to be happy for everyone and be like if they make their lifts and like be sad for everyone
toxic
who
positivity
misses their lifts. Like if Marcus missed his lift,
exactly,
missed his deadlift, like I would have just like been jumping around, like fucking high fiving like, everyone.
Yeah, I got to keep my money.
Like, it's not, it's not personal. It's just like, that's, yeah, like I want to win. Like I want to, like I wouldn't mind the extra $500.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you like this? Do you like this format of a meet as far as like competition is concerned in us? Like, do you normally feel this level of competition at meets, or is this something that is pretty far between for you?
Well, there is like some pros and cons. I guess like the pros, you get to compete with pros, and like high
yeah, the pros are the pros. Yeah,
high level lifters. So it forces you to execute, and kind of like motivates you a little bit. Even though, like,
does it keep you like paying attention to the meet, like locked in?
Yeah, like, I mean, if you have like big names competing with you, it makes that meet a lot more exciting.
Right.
But at the same time, it gets a little stressful at times, because like now I think it would be nice if I do a meet where I don't have a lot of pressure and I can just take the attempts like that I want to take, not like the safe calls. Mm-hmm. Cause like, I think like I've been
go crazy a little bit.
Yeah. And like, and not having like this pressure, I think it will be nice. But yeah, it's weird, because like you want to do high level meets. But at the same time, stress can be good sometimes, but I don't know. Like, not if all it's the time. Every, not, I don't know if I want to do it every meet where like I'm going in super pressured. Yeah. Especially for this meet, like everyone was like, "Yo, like yeah, like maybe Anas will win. Maybe Marcus, Andre, they're close." Like
you don't like to be in those conversations.
That's quite a bit of pressure. Yeah.
I like it, and it doesn't really pressure me that much, but it makes the attempt selection a little bit different because like you have to play the game a little bit differently when you have that type of competition versus when you're doing just a local meet for fun. And I don't think I'll be like super aggressive on a local meet and just like, kind of YOLOing all my attempts. Like I'll still take the attempts that I know I'll make, but maybe I'll add like an extra 2.5 here and there, and like maybe perform, because like I always kind of leave a little bit too much in the tank, I feel like, especially like for deadlifts. I think like I left like 5 to 7.5 kilos. Bench moved also fairly easy. I feel like I had like 2.5, 5 kilos, like safe, like a safe 2.5 kilos. Squat, like even Steve was like, yeah, like I think he should have done 260. So like those 2.5 to 5 kilos, like on every lift, add up. Like those can add up to, they add up to like 10, maybe 10 kilos to my total.
So what are you, what does your victory lap look like now? Are you going to stay in South Carolina for a few days? And are you going to like visit Disneyland or whatever else is in South Carolina?
We went hiking today. I don't know how I feel about it.
You're not a hiking boy?
Did you not want to go hiking? Yeah, why'd you go hiking?
You're not a hiking boy?
I wanted to. I didn't know like it was going to be that exhausting, honestly.
How many miles?
Maybe I think like it was like 7 miles total. 7 miles total, maybe 7 to 8.
Oh, that's a good hike.
It's not too bad.
I mean, it was all uphill.
That sounds bad.
It was all uphill elevation. No. I think like it was like a 3,000 feet elevation. It was.
Oh, that sounds bad.
It's not the seven miles. Yeah. It's climbing these rocks that gets you. Yeah.
Yeah, good for you. And so now that you've hiked, what are you going to do the rest? When are you coming back to the DFW?
Probably Wednesday, Thursday. Tomorrow. Yeah, I'm on the way
there now. Yeah, you're already flying back. You're on the private jet coming home.
Yeah. Today is Tuesday, as we say. Yeah. Yeah. Are you stopping by Birmingham on the way over here?
Where is that?
In Alabama.
The land of the family cousin.
The land of milk and
honey. Where is that too? I don't know where that is.
It's in Birmingham. You don't know? Oh, well, Birmingham.
Never heard of it.
A lot of good stuff to do.
Hey, apparently our boy Joey works out there now. So you stop by.
Ooh, you can stop by Joey
for us.
Yeah. Is it on the way?
It might be.
You tell me, but okay. You drove.
Abe has more geographic knowledge of the states than I do, so. He could. He'll point you in the right direction.
I know.
Safe.
Uh-huh. Go ahead.
Be safe. I was gonna say be safe. But what were you gonna say?
I said like I know we drove through a few states, but I can't even tell you which ones.
I know you drove through a few states for sure. That's actually a guarantee that you drove through at least a few states.
I know that happened. I'm just saying I don't know which ones.
All right. You don't know which one.
Did they all just kind of blend together at one point?
Yeah, they just blended together and just like the whole.
That sounds dangerous. No, don't do that.
Like I said, I didn't drive.
Well, now you're $500 richer when you come back. Well, so I'm sure you'll be paying much more
technically attention. The trip also costed me.
It's going to gas money, is what he's saying. Sunk. Yeah.
Those are sunk costs.
But it's definitely nice to travel, do a meet, and not have to like spend like $500 out of pocket to do that type of meet. So like if you win some money, like it's nice to cover. I think it'll cover most of it. Maybe it'll also because I drove some of it. I don't want to take credit away from Jerzen. So he drove a lot more than I did.
Shout out to Jerzen.
Yeah, shout out Jerzen.
But yeah, like I'll probably end up. I know, like I'll break even, or even like have an extra, like some extra money.
Still better
left over.
Go get yourself.
Still still yeah. better than being negative yeah. 100.
And Marshall gave me a free shirt, so that's
there you go.
Yeah, he gave me a
go get yourself some Hawaiian bros. Like,
and those, you know, those shirts are pretty nice. I don't know if you've seen their yeah, gyms.
Good quality. They're getting up there.
The you know their gym, right?
No.
Oh, what is it called? I don't know how to pronounce it.
Oh wait,
no, let's pull out the shirt. What's it called?
It's not that he doesn't remember. It's just that the pronunciation. Palmetto barbell. English is not an
Yeah. How do you pronounce it? Palmetto.
Palmetto barbell. Parmel.
Palmetto. Palmetto. Hold on.
Abe, edit this. Palmetto. Palmetto.
I'm not going to.
Okay.
Palmetto.
There you go.
Palmetto. Hey, I like how you're giving me edit notes. Abe, edit
this. Edit this.
So okay, it sounds boss, like I'm not here.
Phonetically correct. Palmetto.
Yeah, hey, dub this and voice yeah. over me. Dub this.
Yeah, the shirts.
Well, since you had the great meat,
hey, go buy some.
You got to take a picture of it. You got to take a picture of it.
Go promote Marshall shirts good right meat now.
Oh, he was also Marshall was upset about you talking shit about that picture he posted. He said that Abe guy.
Me talking shit about
him.
It.
I was like, I can't stand him.
Wait, talking which shit about which picture?
No, he didn't say that. But no, I thought
he posted it. He posted a good picture.
No, the new one is really good. I'm talking about the old one because you were hating on
the new one is really.
You were hating on one picture. Which one was it? You thought the one with you smiling.
Was it
smiling
that one?
Or squatting?
No.
I'm talking about the squat one.
The squat one.
That's the one you hated.
That was a while back though, right? No, it's not that I hated it. It's just that I'm like, man, all these other folks are like, they have such like intense lifting snapshots, and it's just like yours was just like, you know, I don't want to talk shit.
No, I mean, you're right. Like, I mean, clarify. Look, I mean, go ahead. Yeah. I mean, the damage is done, buddy. Like, right
it just looks like a still image from a video. It doesn't even look like they chose a picture.
You do a really good job at pissing powerlifting people. Like, You pissed off Steve.
What's going on, Marshall? Powerlifters, we got some. Hey, but me and Steve, we're good now. Yeah. Me and Steve, we're good. We're buddies.
I forgot to ask.
Follow him. He's a good guy. I like him a lot.
You know, Abe does have has a history of doing that. Like ever since the Virgin Island days, like it's just been like that's his shtick. You know, that's his
thing. Yeah, I'm still.
But that's good. I think I'm still waiting for that. I don't think you want to. Be friendly to everyone. I mean, I don't think you want to agree with everyone. It's fine. No.
Like Abe says, you got to break some eggs to make an omelet. See, there you go.
You know, and once you put yourself,
that's a good one.
I say that all the time.
Yeah,
you
do say that all the time. You do.
No, but
I like that one.
But the Carolina primetime seems like, I mean, honestly, like a huge success. It was ran really well. Sounds like everybody had a great time. Sounds like Anas, you had a good time, and you came out of it with some money. So just
congrats.
I mean, it's great. Honestly,
we didn't cover any of the lifters. It's fine. Like, everyone did well.
The females did way better than the men. Why don't you wrap this up, Anas? You wrap this up for us. Give the closing thoughts, and then take us out of here. Whatever you want to say in the last few minutes. So it's all you.
Yeah. So closing thoughts: females performed way better than the males. I think they had like six, like I know eight lifters going 9 for 9. Males, not so much. Wouldn't really perform that well. The meet, like I told Marshall, ran perfectly. I'm excited to see what he's gonna do in the future. Well, yeah, that's about it, guys.
All right, so there you go.
Well, come on,
Anas's meat.
He's not finished.
Wait. Oh, okay. Yeah,
he's not finished. He's got to do the rest.
What? Oh, you want me to close it off?
You got the rest of it. They got to tell us how to follow us and where to go in and every Tuesday and everything like that.
Follow us on Instagram at Anas Ambar. Subscribe.
It's okay.
Go like my videos. I offer coaching too.
Didn't you say you wanted people to roast you in the comments? I know you mentioned that earlier.
Hey, it's too late now. It's already been like four days. Yeah, it's only been. Right. That was Saturday, buddy.
It's
already Tuesday.
So if you roast them, you won't care. Yeah, there you go.
Josh, come on.
Everyone's going to forget about them by Tuesday.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Where do they go to listen to us on us?
Spotify, Apple Podcast, Google Podcast. Wherever you want to listen to it, you can find us.
You remember you were telling us the other day that they should leave a review, a 5-star review?
I did say that. Yeah. You should definitely leave a 5-star review. Mm-hmm. If it's anything under 5-star, like, don't even leave us. Don't even leave us a review if it's on.
I don't even.
Don't even think about it. It's not 5-star.
Speaking of 5-star reviews, Zaw had said he gotten 170 pounds onto his total since you became his coach. Speaking of 5-star reviews.
Speaking of Zaw, he's my oldest client. I've had him since 2019, yeah. I think, or maybe even before 2019. So Zaw is the OG, client. He's stuck with me the longest, so I got a
extra loyal.
So if you take care of him,
you got to shout him out. Shout out to Zaw and his family again. But you know, if you're looking for a coach, or if you're looking to change your coach, consider not
change your coach.
And consider
yeah.
No, I'm just saying. You know, I mean, if you're interested, hit up.
I like the other one. You know, if you're looking to change a coach, I'm here for you.
If you're looking to change your coach, to
drop your coach.
And
just leave him behind.
Is your coach
just tell me. I'll slide into your DMs. I'll tell you. I'll steal you. You don't have to.
Maybe we can cover this in the next episode. But
stealing clients?
It's important. No, it's important. It's important to be competitive as a coach. You shouldn't just rest on your laurels. We'll cover that in the next episode,
Anas.
You closed it out really well.
Yeah.
I'm not going to add anything to it. See y'all next week. Anas, we're proud of you. Welcome.
Thank you, man.
Welcome back to Texas when you get here. I'm rambling.
Ooh, nice. Let's go. BPR.